As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Yeah, buddy, the sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a show-me showdown. Show me your facts, show me the law, and show me your evidence. We got breakfast on the table, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's a revolution in the air. Be a part of it, and welcome to our Friday, October the 15th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. Coming at you live Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts. Always good news. Lots of that today. Hard facts, certainly. Workable solutions, when and where we can find them. But if you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you're definitely not alone, but you are in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game. Be a part of today's broadcast. You can log on and bookmark becomevocallocal.com to engage in our chat room discussion, or you can pick up the phone, call throughout the broadcast for those with unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area. You may call in at area code 512-904-8014. Join me live on air. Again, that's 512-904-8014. Join me live on air from around America and around the world. You can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065. Your calls are certainly welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email at bvlhost@centurytel.net. bvlhost@centurytel.net. And for those without internet access listening by any of our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Simply send your letters to me at William Roberts, Post Office, Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. The little town of Exeter, Missouri is being a pain in the butt to me this week, but we will deal with that over the weekend. Again, you can send your letters to me at P.O. Box 96, Exeter, Missouri, 65647. Once again, here's a big shout-out to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri. We talked to Sam Britton last evening. Got a booking for an appearance on his network. Look forward to doing that. Micro 1650 AM Buffalo, New York, 94.3 Elgin, Texas, 1610 AM Lompoc, California, AM 1710. Well, you get the idea. We're out there. Thank you, gentlemen, for broadcasting. Become vocal local to your local listening audiences. Our call-in number remains 866-841-1065. Your calls are certainly welcome. Precious metals this morning decline as Bernanke speaks. We'll have to find out what he said later. Market manipulation, you decide. Wind and solar power development sustained by higher electricity user charges, we'll go there. We'll look at the U.S. Global Development Goals, perhaps Agenda 21 implementation strategy. Maybe we even touch back on legal research and writing. In today's broadcast, of course, we'll take your calls and much, much more. Let's go in our market report for this morning. Active trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time, where we find gold hammered down $11.10, although, take heart, it's still quite high, at $1,370.10 an ounce. Silver, all the precious metals down this morning. Silver off 28 cents at $24.35. I don't care how you cut it, that's still good news. Platinum off $18 at $1,693 a troy ounce, and palladium in that spot market off $11, just like gold, down at $591 an ounce. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market this morning, we've got about a, $16 spread, something like that in there, maybe even an $18 spread, $1,368.10 for a low, $1,386.50 for a high. Yeah, you heard me right. $1,386.50 for a high. But at $1,370.10, your gold is up year to year $319.90 for a 30.45% return on your investment. And you know the manipulators didn't want it to go higher today. If they hadn't bumped it down, we'd be running about 31%. That's where it was this morning at 6 o'clock when I logged on. Anyway, the London Gold Fix this morning, $1,377.25, and we're trading just a little bit below that now. We'll be right back. Stay tuned. A lot more to come.
Throughout history, the power to issue money has been used to enslave man into a perpetual system of debt. Power of the Purse Volume 1 is a 4-hour and 50-minute documentary film that dissects the true history of the people who have controlled the monetary systems of the world. It exposes how bankers have historically engineered artificial economic booms and busts to consolidate wealth and power. It exposes the role of powerful banking interests funding both sides of major wars. From the Knights Templar to the corrupt central banking powers of today, this documentary provides an in-depth chronological look at the influence these powerful financial institutions have had on this world. The many illusions of the modern-day monetary system and how it has been used to turn people into slaves is fully revealed. Purchase your 2-DVD disc copy today at PowerOfThePurseMovie.com. Again, that's PowerOfThePurseMovie.com.
Self-expression through creative art is often one of the best forms of therapy. The act of creating, whether by painting, drawing, writing, or performing, allows many people to have an outlet for their talents or discover a new one that they can use to express their emotions when they don't know where else to find support. Empower Yourself is a new online community that allows people struggling with addiction, health issues, parenting, relationships, and more to find support through creative and expressive means. At Empower Yourself, you can share your problems and your creativity with like-minded people. Let Empower Yourself help you grow as an artist, writer, or performer, and at the same time, grow as a person. You can showcase your creations, discuss books, poetry, prose, movies, theater, and find and offer solutions and suggestions for health issues affecting the body and mind. Visit us at empoweryourself.myfreeforum.org. That's empoweryourself.myfreeforum.org. Empower Yourself, empowering individuals to take control of their own lives.
Take Cartavite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartavite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartavite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartavite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartavite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tone the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartavite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Friday, October 15th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming at you live Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network. OracleBroadcasting.com. Back into our market report again, where we found gold this morning. Benjamin Shalom Bernanke. Boy, I wish he'd keep his mouth shut. Had something to say this morning, and it just rocked the world as far as gold and silver, platinum, palladium are concerned. All numbers down this morning. It's just a straight line, waterline drop. Somebody came in and pulled the plug, and I wouldn't be surprised if it was the president's group on financial group on working. Well, what is it? The president's working group on financial markets. The market manipulators in the market this morning. Hate it. Get out of there. Stay out of there. They're in there, though. I could almost guarantee it. Anyway, gold down $11.10 at $1,370.10 a troy ounce. Silver off 28 cents at $24.35. Platinum down 18 bucks at $1,693 an ounce. And palladium off 11 at $591. The SPDR gold shares overnight. Big news here, folks. Listen to them. They added 19.14 metric tons to their treasure chest overnight. 19.14 metric tons. That's a lot. They made a big buy overnight. They're holding this morning 1,304.34 metric tons in their treasure chest. Hope they didn't just dump it on the market this morning, but they could have. It's valued on State Street at $57.6 billion. Never take your eyes off that spider on the corner of the web, as I like to say, big hands and deep pockets. All right, they're capable of wreaking havoc in the web. Anyway, the Dow Jones Industrial Average yesterday closed down 2 at 11,095. The Nasdaq was off 6 at 2,435, and the Standard No So Very Poor 500 companies. Index was off 4 at 1,174. Crude oil this morning, you know, we're looking at crude in the U.S. dollar index. Of course, if you're not looking at the Intercontinental Exchange Inc.'s website, I would recommend that you do. It's theice.com. I was up there this morning myself, as I normally am. But jump up on there and take a look at it. But we have a very, very close relationship between crude and the USDX this morning. The crude oil this morning up 26 cents. Here's your petrodollars for you. Up 26 cents at $82.95 for those 42-gallon barrels of light sweet crude. The U.S. dollar index down 26 basis points. It's the exact same move here. At 76.28 on the Intercontinental Exchange, Inc.'s little trade-weighted basket of currencies here. The foreign exchange rates, of course, are impacted by any move in the USDX. The Canadian loonie off 26 basis points, exchanges against the U.S. dollar at 99 cents. The Mexican peso, still, it's up 8 basis points, but still at 8 cents U.S. The euro, flat and early trading at 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time, shows $1.41. The British pound up 22 basis points at $1.60, and the Swiss franc off 11 basis points, yet at trading and exchanging at $1.05. The bond market this morning, the two-year bonds are yielding. This is your bonded indebtedness. This is your U.S. Treasuries yielding 0.35%. The 10-year yield is at 2.53 and the 30-year at 3.99. In the mortgage market this morning, a continuing enticement to get people to buy these foreclosed properties, go out and get your mortgages, you know, refi your property. Well, they're making it as enticing as possible. The 15-year mortgage rate moves down from 3.88% a month ago to 3.67% this morning. And the 30-year moves down as well from 4.5% to 4.25%. The prime rate's at 3.25%, and the gold-silver ratio stands at 56.28 ounces of silver for 1 ounce of gold. The EconoDay calendar, the economic calendar, you can find it up on Bloomberg. You can also go to EconoDay.com. Pick it up there. As we said earlier in the week, today's a big day, the Friday, lots of action happening on October the 15th. The market focus, they're looking at the 3-year note settlement, the 10-year note settlement, a 30-year bond settlement. So all of those bonds are coming up this morning. Dennis Lockhart was to speak at 8 o'clock a.m. Don't know what Dennis Lockhart said. And Benjamin Shalom, I Love Israel, Skanky Bernanke, says something at 8:15 a.m., and it was at about exactly that time that the price in the gold and all the precious metals just went down, 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 down. So I don't know what he said. He probably came out and said, well, change of heart. We're not going to have any more QE at this time. I don't know what he said. I want to find out, though. Maybe somebody can tell us what he said. But let's go back over here and pick this Hummer up, pick up the rest of these guys. There's a lot else happening. Consumer sentiment, the Empire State Manufacturing Survey, the retail sales, consumer index, price index, business inventories, treasury budget, all that's coming up today. Let's go in and see what we have on the browser right here. This is the CPI, the Consumer Price Index. And again, you know, this the language from these economists is really kind of arcane almost. You have to, kind of develop a knack for it. But we've been talking about it here on a regular basis, so let's try it again. I think we're just about ready for it. Headline inflation, consumer price index. Headline inflation at the consumer level eased, and the core rate remains extremely soft. I don't know, man. I'd probably throw that fruit away. Although this morning's positive retail sales report should have the Fed happy, the CPI numbers will have the Fed still worried about inflation being too low. Now, remember, earlier in the week, reported on Bernanke coming out talking about how they're going to have to, energize the Edward Bernays School of Public Relations to get everybody to believe that inflation's coming. You know, prices are going to go up. And why are they doing it? Well, we know that it's going to happen. It's going to have to happen. You can't just throw trillions and trillions and trillions of dollars into an economy, federal, fiat reserve, fiat money, Federal Reserve notes. You can't throw all that into the economy and not expect to see some inflation. You know, that is the true, the true definition of inflation, an increase in the money supply. So anyway, you cannot continue to throw money into the system and not expect inflation, but they're concerned, all right, that people aren't out shopping. They want you to go to Walmart this morning. They want you to go to, what is it? Well, I don't know, the Blue Light Special. You know, go to Target or something. I haven't even been in a Target. Don't know what's in that building. Big Target on the side of it. You don't expect me to go into the building, do you? Anyway, nevertheless, they want you to go shopping. They want you to buy more things, you know. Fill up your basket with that cheap Chinese plastic crap, all right? And all those little, you know, flannel shirts at this time of the year. You put them on the first time and the sleeve rips off. You wash it one time and there's no buttons left. You know what I'm talking about. Chinese shirts, right? All right. Anyway, again, it talks about their Fed is still worried about inflation being too low. Oh, you're going to have to crank it up. You know, crank it up. Well, they can't avoid it. But they don't have any tools to avoid it either. The overall CPI in September slowed to a 0.1% gain. That's consumer price index. A 0.1% gain. That's mighty damn low, okay? From 0.3% in August. Analysts had projected a 0.2% increase for September, excluding food and energy. You know, they always want to take food and energy out of there, the things that you need. The CPI inflation was unchanged for the second month in a row. Well, does that mean that the price of food and energy went up? Yeah, it did. CPI inflation was unchanged for the second month in a row and came in below the median market forecast, blah, blah, blah. The strongest component was for energy, up 0.7%, almost a full percentage point in September, following a 2.3% in August. Yeah, energy's going up. Cost of your electricity, we're going to talk about that. We'll be right back.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
My soul. Come explore the human stargate and what lies beyond. Walk the rebel path. Sundays.
And thanks to our chat room, we've got an article in regard to Benjamin Shalom Bernanke, just as I thought. You know, he opened his mouth and the markets dived. New York Market Watch. Thanks, Falcon. Long-term U.S. Treasury prices turned lower Friday, pushing yields up after Federal Reserve Chairman Benjamin Shalom, I love Israel, Bernanke said there was a, quote, a case for further action. You know, they hang on every phrase this guy says. Every word. I mean, they analyze it, sit there, worry over it. Well, you know, he doesn't come up with this, you know, these little notes and speeches by himself. This is a collaborative writing project. He probably has to visit with the Rothschilds for a while in the city of London before he can get the okay to say anything. But it's a case for further action on the monetary policy front amid high unemployment and low inflation. Well, what can they do? What is monetary policy? There's only two tools he really has, right? One is to increase or decrease the money supply. Two is to raise or lower the interest rates. Beyond that, he's fresh out of luck, ought to go golfing. All right, so if it's a case for further action, what are you talking about? QE 2.0, more money loaned into existence, all right, at interest, and you and your children are going to have to pick up the tab. Additionally, economic reports showing low inflation and better than forecast retail sales could raise worries about the eventual effects of the Fed engaging in more quantitative easing, analysts said. Or who were the analysts? I just read you the story. I'm right. Still got it open on the other browser, all right? We're looking at EconoDay. This is what EconoDay said. So the MarketWatch writer went over, looked at EconoDay. That's what we do here every morning. Then he wrote his little piece, and he's basically just paraphrasing what's in EconoDay. Quote, the bond market is increasingly showing signs of QE fatigue. QE fatigue. Quantitative easing, this is a word that they came up with, all right? They just fabricated it whole cloth. This is the obfuscatory linguistics of the logical positivist syntactician where words like QE and quantitative easing simply become symbols inside of a language game. And unless you have the meta language, you don't know what the heck they're talking about. In so much as a first meeting, in so much as a first stab at QE, came, the next FOMC meeting is regarded as largely priced in, close quote, so on and so forth, said Alan Ruskin, a strategist at Deutsche Bank. And it continues, talks about bond yields. Bernanke did not provide many details on the unconventional policies that the Fed might take beyond saying that the Fed might expand its holding of longer-term securities. Longer-term securities? Maybe the Fed's going to have to wind up eating some of these foreclosed mortgages. Maybe they're going to take some more of the 30-year notes. Huh? Bernanke's claim of a case existing for further action, quote, gives the green light for QE2. QE2. All right, well, that should have driven gold up. It didn't. Why? That's my question. Why? I think it's because the president's working group on financial markets was in the market this morning driving it down so that it wouldn't open and show higher than a 30.45% return on your investment in a year. The year-to-year gains in gold is starting to frighten these people, and it ought to frighten these people. It would be very easy for us to see $1,400 gold in the next 2 weeks. Concurrently, the government said its index for consumer prices rose 0.1%. Okay, now we're right back into the other. The market is weaker, however, led by the long end. Led by the long end. Let's not get personal when you're sitting around a bull, please. Anyway, said the bond strategist at CRT. Anybody ever, you know, seen an elephant? Well, never mind. Talk about a long end. There's a long end. Said bond strategist at CRT Capital Group. Perhaps, here's a quote, perhaps this is a function of what the dollar is doing. Gold, though that's not a new story this morning. I don't see what are they talking about? Let's say it again. Perhaps this is a function of what the dollar is doing, comma, gold, comma, though that's not a new story this morning, period. What are they talking about there? Well, I don't know. Let's just say goodbye to that one and close that out. Thank you very much for that report. And there's a link there to listen to Benjamin Shalom Bernanke speak. So you can go up, jump up in the BecomeVocalLocal.com chat room and find out more about it right there. Jumping down a little bit further, let's go to the next one. That was not much of a very good report, not a good report for the Consumer Price Index. Here's the next one, retail sales. The consumer is opening his wallet wider as the pace of retail sales has picked up from 1 week to the next. I mean, if there's even a burp, they come out, you know, waving their flags. But anyway, I guess supposedly the consumer's opening his wallet wider. Maybe he ought to open his wallet wider and really take a peering in. That's not Federal Reserve notes in there, folks. That's lint. Look closely. Although auto sales led a September gain, strength is broad-based. Broad-based. This is new language, all right? This is like Lark from Texas called it the tyranny of words. Now everything's going to be broad-based. Used to be robust up until a week or two ago. Now everything's broad-based. Overall retail sales in September advanced 0.6%. 0.6% is virtually half of 1%. Now, let me see. Would you be excited? Okay, you've got 100 pennies on the table. I cut one of mine in half and handed it to you. Are you excited? No. Let's not get excited. But apparently the economists are excited. Anyway, the September figures came in above the market expectations for a 0.5% increase. All right? It came in at 0.6% increase. And it came in above their expectations of 0.5% increase. These people are insane. Let's go to the next one. Empire State Manufacturing Survey. Manufacturing activity is picking up in the New York region. The Empire State Index jumped to 15.73. And, of course, all these indexes, they just choose, you know, what the index is going to be. They pick these numbers. You know, and then they draw a chart, right? And then they report on their chart. The Chartists and the Wavists, as Bob Chapman calls them. Anyway, growth is strong in two key areas of new orders and employment. New orders rose to 12.90 versus 4.33, while employment rose to a very strong 21.67 versus 14.93. You know, it doesn't mean anything to you. These are just lines on a chart, dots, you know, on a graph. Strength is confirmed by the six-month outlook, where the index jumped nearly 9 points. This report, which points to a new rise in the manufacturing recovery, has been much stronger than the sister report from the Philadelphia Fed. Yet, the indications from this report suggest that wide negatives in the Philadelphia report will at least move to neutral. See what I mean? And our entire economy hangs on these kinds of words. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Let's talk about the bankers giving themselves a paycheck. Bank bonus plans fail to curb themselves. All right, this is what everybody was worried about, the bonuses. Bank bonus plans fail to curb financial risk, regulators say. As if we need regulators to be in there working with the private companies, telling them how much they can pay their employees and when. Now, Ben Moshinsky and Jim Brunsdon, writing this for Bloomberg New News, banks are failing to implement bonus plans that rein in the types of risks blamed for contributing to the financial crisis, a group of global banking regulators said. I don't know which would be worse, being in a room full of bankers or a room full of banking regulators, but that's what they said. The principle of matching pay to risk has proven to be challenging. Okay, what are we talking about in this article? Well, we're talking about this. Let's say you got one of these guys that's paid by commission, all right? He goes out, he's got some kind of a product he wants to do, like Vesta Wind Energy. And so he's got this IPO, this initial public offering, and he's got all these stocks, and he's got them all cribbed up in his pocket. Okay, so he gets on the telephone, he gets into his email basket, and he calls all of the people that he knows that have deep pockets and have some money to lose. And then he encourages them to buy these AAA-rated stocks or bonds or whatever he's got this morning. People rush in and they buy it. Then the next day they lose everything that they had because they weren't AAA rated. All right? He gets his commission anyway. The salesman gets paid anyway. He goes to the Bahamas. Everybody else goes to the toilet. Be right back.
This is the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network. Visit us online at oraclebroadcasting.com.
Live free and be prepared. cPanel.com brings you the new patent-pending SunFlow RXL, your 4-in-1 solar hot water heater and water distillation system. Connect to your garden hose, place in a sunny spot. SunFlow RXL solar distills bottle-quality water from undrinkable tap water. Remove fluoride and contaminants that pass through ordinary filters. Solar heat water for cooking, cleaning, and showering. Save hundreds on your utility bills. In case of emergency or disaster, you'll have 20 gallons of fresh water which can't drain into empty city water lines. If things get worse, pour ocean or contaminated water into the unit and make up to 10 bottles per day of delicious solar distilled water with no filters to clog. The SunFlow RXL sets up in seconds and fits in mini bug-out bags. Perfect for off-grid and camping. Includes several feet of tubing to reach your kitchen. Please visit cPanel.com, spelled S-E-A-Panel.com. Systems start at $99. Enter Oracle into the coupon box for a free stainless steel card knife. cPanel.com. Recently published long-term studies have added to concerns that cell phone radiation may be linked to various human health effects. Mobile phone radiation heats the side of the head and thermoelectrically interacts with the brain. Bluetooth devices and unshielded headsets convert the user's head into an effective, potentially self-harming antenna. Pong is the first scientifically proven radiation form-fitting case that protects your iPhone and latest BlackBerry models from the rigors of heavy-duty use. Pong uses a patent physics-based solution to redirect the flow of this energy. Pong also reduces intense EFI hotspot radiation by over 85%. Pong's special silicone formula guarantees that your phone maintains full signal strength and battery life. Pong is certified by FCC-accredited test agencies to reduce cell phone radiation using the SAR analysis method. To get yours today, go to the OracleBroadcasting.com website and click on the banner in the center of the page that says Reduce Radiation Now.
Thomas Jefferson said, "Paper is poverty, is only the ghost of money and not money itself." Well, here we are in 2010, and we know that all too well. We're in a global recession. The whole world is going for gold to back up their wealth. The only question is, where do you get your gold or precious metals? Forget the banks, forget Wall Street. Don't call a stranger or a fly-by-night gold broker. Get your gold from my guys that I trust at Wholesale Direct Metals. They have a AAA rating with the Better Business Bureau and zero complaints by their customers. Wholesale Direct Metals also tries to beat everyone to your door by offering the best prices. Your gold is at your door quick and easy. Call Wholesale Direct Metals right now for free information. 800-806-6936. That's 800-806-6936. 800-806-6936. Tell them Jack Blood sent you.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
So, you know, they create this Basel Committee on banking supervision and stuff like that. They want to prevent any more, repetition of the crisis that we're still not anywhere near close to being out of the woods on. But they think that they're going to be able to do this by getting in and working against the brokers and limiting their ability to earn, a living. And, you know, they make a lot of money. You know, they do. I'll give it to them. But I don't begrudge that to somebody. If you can bilk some idiot out of their money, well, isn't that what realtors do every day when they sell you a house? Isn't that what they do every day? Isn't that what a car salesman does when he sells you a car? You don't own the house. You don't own the car. You don't even own your groceries. You're using Federal Reserve notes. It's a toxic slime, invades everything. Banks should defer share awards to employees for a sufficiently long time to ensure that appropriate incentives are built and to truly differentiate the shares from a cash payment the committee recommended. All right? Ever been a realtor? Ever worked on commission? How'd you like to have your broker say, "Well, hey, Will, that was great. Good month, Will. Sold a lot of houses. Unfortunately, we're going to wait 6 months to give you your paycheck." What? You're kidding. I got my Mercedes automobile sitting out here in the driveway demanding a payment, and you're telling me that I'm not going to get my commission check for 6 months? Well, I guess that's a stupid idea. Anyway, regulators are still grappling with, quote, the best feasible way to control guaranteed bonuses for new employees, the report said, quote, "This remains an open question," the committee, based in Basel, Switzerland, said. Limits on cash bonuses and, quote, "timelines of payouts in themselves do little to curb individual incentives for excessive risk-taking, though they are steps in the right direction." It's a question of morality. Honesty, integrity, know, ethics. You're not going to be able to regulate a thief, a liar, a cheat, a murderer, a rapist. You can't regulate them, but they're trying. These could be either individual employees or groups of employees who may even not pose a risk to the financial soundness of an institution on an individual basis. Who's more frightening to you? Some, you know, low-level guy on floor 45 of Goldman Sachs' new building? Or Lloyd Blankfein? I mean, I lay awake at night thinking about Lloyd Blankfein. I don't know why. Frightens me to know that he exists, you know? It's like terrorism, financial terrorists, right there in that building. Well, this is rather an interesting article. I don't want to spend too much time on it. Rise of in vitro offspring ignites question of rightful heirs. Yeah. You set aside your sperm and your eggs in a sperm bank, who's going to inherit the mansion? When Heidi Sanders, 31, was facing cervical cancer in July of 2008, she was concerned she wouldn't be able to have any children in the future, so she had 15 of her eggs and 14 embryos frozen. Wow. Thinking ahead. Stocking up, right? I wonder if any of them were freeze-dried before they were frozen. It was huge. It was a huge source of comfort for me while I was going through treatment that a part of me might survive if I could not. You know, part of the problem that we're dealing with in this country is that we love life unto death, you know. Because we have this, you know, idea that there is no continuance after death and that life is everything, people go down these kind of hairball roads. Sanders told her boyfriend, now her husband, and parents she wanted them to try and use her genetic material to conceive a child if she died. Wow, who's going to raise this child? Ward of the state, maybe a parent will raise the child, you know, as Al Anthony said. Most states don't have laws governing the inheritance rights of children conceived after a parent dies, even as the use of assisted reproductive technologies has doubled in the U.S. Put enough of this stuff on ice and, you know, they wouldn't need us at all. They'd just be able to pull out a couple of eggs and a little bit of sperm from time to time and stir up a kid, right? There are, quote, here, there are situations where it's not so clear that a person would have wanted to be deemed a parent after death, said Laura Tuomi. I mean, you know, they talk about the rights of children all the time, the little ones, the wee little ones, okay, grown up in a test tube or in somebody else's mother's womb, and then they pop out, and here we are. Hey, where's mommy and daddy? Oh, they're dead. What? What kind of a world is that? Is that what grandma would have wanted? Tuomi asked. Egg, sperm, and embryo used in procedures such as in vitro fertilization and artificial insemination can be frozen and stored indefinitely, right beside the pizzas, I guess, said Nicole Noyes, a physician and professor at NYU and co-director of the egg freezing program at the NYU Fertility Center. Apparently, this is a wide open field. Lots of people are piling in. I won't go any further with that. Broadcom, well, here's another Broadcom. Broadcom Speech Switch, LimeWire, J.K. Rowling, intellectual property. And you know, we talk about property rights here all the time. My property rights are being abused by the city of Exeter right now. Going to have to fight them on this. But anyway, Victoria Slind Fleur, October the 15th, New News writing, intellectual property. You know, if we can understand property rightly to be the a man's life and all non-procreative derivatives of his life, and that our body, physical, is very much like a chalice intended to carry around, designed by our Creator to carry around, protect, you know, and defend, and to serve our minds, our spirits. It's like a chalice. It's like a wine goblet, all right? And that all of our property flows stem from ideas. And it's our ideas, out of our ideas, all of the words, all of our thoughts, all of our actions, all of our deeds, and all of our properties flow. So intellectual property is really big to me, all right? I'm big on intellectual property. The thoughts of man being his chief most property, all right? Body first, mind and spirit second, right? Or it could go the other way around. You wouldn't have a body without the mind and the spirit. So intellectual property is important. This article points to that. Of course, our writer, Deborah Bouchot, wrote the book we referred to, Legal Research and Writing for the Paralegal. She's really big into intellectual property, too, at Georgetown. Anyway, Broadcom Corporation, a microchip maker, was sued by the UK CSR PLC, alleging infringement of four U.S. patents protecting global positioning system and telephone headset inventions. You know, we have the idea that we can have a patent. We can take a patent out on our ideas. And there's a lot to this article. It's a long one. I'm not going to give it all, but this is interesting. I didn't really know what this is. Let's see if this is the one I'm looking for. Speech switch. I think this should be speed switch, but they say speech switch. Speech switch, trying to see that one fast, Inc., a former unit of iVoice Inc., received a patent related to alternative energy solutions, the Flemington, New Jersey-based company said in a statement. The technology covered by patent 7,808,121. There's a couple of patents in this country, wouldn't you say? 7,808,121. Can you imagine? It wasn't long after they had the patent office up and running that they decided, well, we ought to just go ahead and close it because everything that's useful for man has already been invented. That was a while back. Anyway, the technology covered by patent, which was issued on October the 5th, related to battery recharging by micro wind turbines. Now, just get this in your mind, a micro wind turbine, all right? You know, everybody has a grill on the automobile, and you've got your headlights there, and now they've got them all goofed up. You know, you can't tell one car to the next. But, you know, like your 57 Chevrolet with the big headlights in the front, or maybe a 57 Chevy with the little, you know, breasts on the front bumper. Never could figure those out, but they had them there. Cadillacs had them, too. All right? And so you can put something in the front that would actually be a opening, a port. It's like the, you know, for the air, the vent in your car. You pull the thing, and next thing you know, you've got air pushing all the cigarette ashes out of the ashtray. All right, so you pull a switch, or you touch a switch, you open a switch or something like that, and a vent opens to the outside air. All right, now listen, the turbines, these are micro wind turbines. The turbines generate power for a vehicle according to the patent. The power generation occurs only during periods of deceleration and rest, and supplements the vehicle's braking power. So everybody's heard of Jake brake, right? When the big trucks come down a hill, blah, 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 blah. Works against the compression in a diesel engine. All right, the Jake brake. All right, same principle, similar principle. As soon as you take, you know, then you had the freewheeling device in the early Saabs. All right, you just take your foot off the gas and they would go into freewheel and it would just be a coaster all of a sudden like a bicycle. Well, here's a pretty interesting idea, smart idea. And this is what I'm, you know, trying to point to when we talk about becoming entrepreneurs, getting out of the employee's mindset and start thinking about becoming an entrepreneur, become a business owner, become an inventor, etc. All right, pretty smart idea. The turbine generates power for a vehicle, according to the patent. The power generation occurs only during periods of deceleration and rest, all right? So like an air brake, a Jake brake, these little turbines are wind generators that as soon as you take your foot off the gas, and let's say you were going to go for the brake, instead of going for the brake, I'm just guessing, I haven't seen the patent, the vents open up and a very powerful generator, electrical generator, like an alternator inside the vehicle, then has access to a turbine. The air that is coming through from perhaps the grill goes in and starts hitting this turbine and turning the generator, and as a result, it creates electricity as it rapidly slows down the car. Now, if you really want to put both feet on the brake pedal, maybe you'd have some huge vent that would open up in the front, you know, like on a... Oh, well, my imagination's running away with me. We'll be right back.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. go to teamspeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is teamspeak.cc, your total voice-over IP solutions provider. teamspeak.cc.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with the look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com.
Throughout history, the power to issue money has been used to enslave man into a perpetual system of debt. Power of the Purse Volume 1 is a 4-hour and 50-minute documentary film that dissects the true history of the people who have controlled the monetary systems of the world. It exposes how bankers have historically engineered artificial economic booms and busts to consolidate wealth and power. It exposes the role of powerful banking interests funding both sides of major wars. From the Knights Templar to the corrupt central banking powers of today, this documentary provides an in-depth chronological look at the influence these powerful financial institutions have had on this world. The many illusions of the modern-day monetary system and how it has been used to turn people into slaves is fully revealed. Purchase your 2-DVD disc copy today at PowerOfThePurseMovie.com. Again, that's PowerOfThePurseMovie.com.
Hi, this is Mike Chambers. Join me live weekdays for Mike Chambers Live from 11 to 3 p.m. Central Time here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
And your calls are certainly welcome this morning, folks. 866-841-1065 and throughout the broadcast. You don't ever hesitate to call, especially when I'm in the news basket here. Let's go live and go to Missouri and speak with our good friend Sam. Good morning, Sam.
Hey, how are you this morning? Sounds pretty chipper.
Fantastic.
Once again, the world's going to hell, but we feel fine, right?
I got to have to feel fine, Sam. If not, I'm going to hang myself in the hall closet.
There you go, yeah. Hey, I wanted to get into talk about intellectual property rights a while ago, and it's purest form. You're exactly right. My problem with the way intellectual property rights is exploited today, it's as the federal government, along with some in industry, that's exploiting it and turning it on its head, because what we have like, for example, this case in point now, where a couple of years ago they wanted to go after internet broadcasters because they were because they wanted them to pay royalties for everybody that logged into a stream, say like to a music artist or whatever. And then later on it turned out to be that SoundExchange was pocketing all the money, and a lot of it wasn't really going to the artists after all. And basically where I'm going with this is that in its purest form, you're exactly right. The problem is the federal government, along with industry, have exploited intellectual property in the sense that, for example, if I'm doing you a favor, Will, let's say you come to me and you record a song, and it's a damn good song, and I play it on my radio station or I play it on my internet stream, and let's say because your song is enjoying the listeners, maybe let's say I have a stream that has 1,000 listeners, and so you're part of my music lineup. If I play your material, I'm doing you a hell of a big favor. So why should I have to pay if I'm exposing your music to dozens and dozens and dozens of people, say either on radio or on the net? And basically what it goes into here with the recording industry and various groups like that in that realm of the intellectual property rights battle is you have effectively, it's kind of like me going into a restaurant, sitting down, ordering up a meal, and telling the person who's waiting on me, okay, now that I ordered the meal, you're going to pay for my meal instead of me paying for the meal. And that's kind of what I see here. And the federal government, of course, exploits that while denying real property rights because they see a great tax benefit out of it, is the way I see it. And it looks like what you've got here is the government in bed with industry turning intellectual property rights on its head. Why would they want to enforce that along with industry, but yet deny everybody real property rights?
Well, that's a good question, you know, but you can start any place in the dialogue and begin. You know, if you want to take a look at music, for instance, there's only 12 tones, all right, in the scale. And so every piece of music that any of us have ever heard has one of those 12 tones in it, unless you're beating on drums. And so everybody has the same common root. Now, did anybody invent those 12 tones? Well, yeah, a little over time. They didn't invent them, but they identified the sequence, the mathematical sequence. So everybody owes a little bit of something in their heart to the 12 tones, the scale. Now, there's many different ways that you can put those together. The 1, 3, and 5, you know, make a major chord. A 1 flat 3 5 is a minor chord. And you just continue to start building it that way. So everybody looks to the same sorts of stuff. Now, where it really becomes the property of somebody is the combination of both the timing, the tempo, and the pitch that then creates a sound that someone could recognize, and if they can repeat it, then it could be, and over again repeat it, then it could actually become something that people would remember. Now, you will use the example of your radio station. You have a desire to have a radio station, and you have a desire to have a wider audience. And so you could do nothing except for, you know, have cows farting and belching and mooing, and very few people would listen for more than just a few minutes. But if you put something interesting content on the radio, people would listen. So it's really a double-edged sword. Who, you know, it's the horse before the cart or the chicken before the egg. Who actually creates the audience, the radio station for having the stick, or the content providers that the people are tuning in to listen. And depending on the content and the music and the possible combination between you, your integrity, the quality of your sound, and the quality of your programming, then advertisers would want to get involved in that. But all the way along the process, we're looking at intellectual property on both sides. You have this original idea of having a radio station, and you go through all the work, so it becomes your radio station. All of the hosts and all of the musicians have their intellectual property going on. Even the guys that create the ads have an intellectual property right going on in here. But at various stages, we're compensated for our interest in those titles, rights, and interests. So we're compensated. And so at what point, let's say, does a song that I wrote in 1970, at what point have I exhausted my real interest in that? If somebody else heard my song from an old tape after I passed off, and they heard the song, and they said, wow, we can do that, and then they made something out of it, and it became a number one hit, something I never did with it, should my heirs come after them for a copyright infringement for doing something unique with something that I'd already done, or what? You know, so it's a huge thing. Now, here's another one. You're working for a company. I've worked for many of them as an engineering designer, and I designed something like a saddle, a unique saddle arrangement refrigerator to sit on top of the Arctic tundra underneath the transatlantic pipeline, all right? And it has a little tap that taps natural gas off, and it runs its little chiller by the natural gas just in the pipe above, and it sits there and works perfectly and keeps the pipeline from settling into the permafrost. I'm working for that company. I was asked to design it. I designed it. I got a paycheck, and I left. Now, if they go around and patent it after me, do I file a claim against them for taking my idea, or was I compensated? So part of it goes back to this discussion that Wayne Madsen brought out. You know, we're in a time now, Sam, where if profit good, loss bad. Profit good, loss bad. We have no morality. We have no ethics involved in any of this stuff. Everybody's out there, you know, it's the city of speech and the city of crime, the Leo Strauss idea. So we're out here all just trying to pillage and pilfer and rob and rape and make a dime out of everybody else. and we've lost something in society as a result. So, you know, I'm still, I will say it, you know, forever, I really champion the intellectual property rights. This is the one thing that people bring to the conversation is our intellect, our ideas. Now, what's done with it afterwards, you know, that then becomes, and I would say, yeah, I would agree with you that I'd really question the involvement of government in it. But right now, today, over in England, jolly old England, we have the Norwich Plagiarists, and they've got a Be a Vocal Local website up, and they're championing the green agenda. So it's right, vocal, local, right down to the exclamation point. They've taken my entire idea, and they've turned it around to support the green movement, and they're using it in England. Should I be uptight? I am uptight. Can I do anything about it? Not really. Not really.
Yeah, I know what you're saying there. Yeah, the biggest thing that I find is what, in its purest form, I don't have a problem with it, because, I mean, I'll give you a good case in point, like in the case of software. There's a guy who Trish and I work with who writes server software. You know, we got a file transfer server here where, one of my hosts can upload his broadcast when it's ready to be played. I considered that, even though it was an expensive investment, I considered it a good investment for the radio station because, it enables an interface with the host that may not always be able to come here to the studio and make it. So in that way, it made the station that much better. Because the guy writes such good software, I consider it worth it to pay once a year for his tech support to keep it, you know, to keep it going in the latest updates.
Sure.
And that I don't have a problem with because it's a private deal between him and I, okay? Nobody else is involved in it or anything like that. But where I do have a problem, for example, is I've got some other software where, for example, you know, you get some vendors out there and they'll say, well, you can only use it on one computer at a time, and I can understand if it was outside the household. But, like, for example, I have one that when I go and register it, if I have to move it to another computer for some reason, let's say my computer craps out or whatever, I have to go and totally re-register the software in order to run it on another computer. And the question, at what point do you lock things down so bad that it becomes a pain in the ass for everybody?
Yeah, well, there's, you know, those are part of the discussion, and we'll certainly bring up a little bit more of that. You're welcome to stick on the line there. We're going to go into the top of the hour break, folks. We'll be back in a couple of minutes, but we'll continue with this discussion and your calls. You can call in at 866-841-1065. Hour number one is done. Hour number two lies straight ahead.
Self-expression through creative art is often one of the best forms of therapy. The act of creating, whether by painting, drawing, writing, or performing, allows many people to have an outlet for their talents or discover a new one that they can use to express their emotions when they don't know where else to find support. Empower Yourself is a new online community that allows people struggling with addiction, health issues, parenting, relationships, and more to find support through creative and expressive means. At Empower Yourself, you can share your problems and your creativity with like-minded people. Let Empower Yourself help you grow as an artist, writer, or performer, and at the same time, grow as a person. You can showcase your creations, discuss books, poetry, prose, movies, theater, and find and offer solutions and suggestions for health issues affecting the body and mind. Visit us at empoweryourself.myfreeforum.org. That's empoweryourself.myfreeforum.org. Empower Yourself, empowering individuals to take control of their own lives.
Take Cartavite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartavite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartavite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartavite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartavite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells.
Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tones the entire circulatory system. You can order Cardivite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
Looking for news and real information? You found it.
You found it.
This is OracleBroadcasting.com.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local. Blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Friday, October the 15th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. In the first hour of this morning's two-hour presentation, we went through a basket of news. Still got more news on the way. We've got your calls coming too, 866-841-1065. If you'd like to chime in and get your thoughts out to a greater audience, you're certainly welcome to do that this morning, as Sam has done. Sam, in the previous segment, we were talking about intellectual property, and we were going along a various thread here as far as software development is concerned. Certainly, you know, we're sitting here talking on the Skype Internet Protocol, Voice over Internet Protocol this morning. That's a fantastic system. The cost to me for the use of it is almost nothing, so I certainly appreciate it. But I always give credit where credit is due. You know, whenever I can, I will say the word Skype just so that other people know, and encourage others to get on Skype for whatever the benefit Skype just, you know, gains out of it. But, you know, it's the same with the articles. I always give the author the website that I take it off of, try and stay pretty close to their talking points, and then I just beat the hell up out of them out after that, you know. So this is an equal opportunity hater program here, I guess. But we bring the articles out in their original format and let the people know that I'm not just paraphrasing.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. And the main thing I think I'll leave you with here, Will, is that really what it boils down to, if governments and people would respect people's real property rights,
oh, yeah,
the right to own property in general. And you can't have it both ways. You can't have intellectual property rights without real property rights. And the problem is, what you've got here, I think, is the federal government exploiting this intellectual property rights along with, you know, various groups out there, whether it be the recording industry or whatever, for a reason. And that is the fact that I think what you've got here is because you can regenerate copies of said property, in the case of intellectual property, at least when it comes to software or music or whatever, the government sees some great taxes in this if they can tighten this up. But the problem with it is they're talking out of both sides of their mouth. I mean, they'll say how they want everybody to respect intellectual property rights, but yet on the other hand, they're the biggest violator of real property rights, like your right to own a home, your right to own land, or whatever the case may be. And I think that's really the issue that I see here more than anything else, is the fact that there's got to be a reason they're exploiting one way and another the other way.
Well, consent figures into this, assent figures into it, just compensation figures into this as well, you know. If you are, it's just like this article this morning, just reading it, it's like a new idea. Somebody talks, it says the word light bulb, and all of a sudden the light bulb in your head goes off, and now you're starting, hey, a light bulb. Yeah, a light bulb. So you go out in the shop and you start working, and the next thing you know, you got a light bulb too. You know, you read an article like this and you hear about somebody's new invention, this idea of a mini wind turbine that produces electricity and acts as a supplement to an engine braking system. We've always known, ever since the electric trolleys, that all you have to do with an electric engine, you know, or electric motor, is to take your foot off of it. And as soon as you take your foot off the, whatever they call it, a rectifier, as soon as you do that in the electric trolleys, then they start generating electricity as they slow down. They spin the other way. So, but to think about it from the standpoint of a car, especially with the new hybrids that are coming out, coming up with an advanced design system. Maybe it wouldn't produce enough electricity to get you another 20 miles down the road, but it might power your air conditioner, it might power the stereo, it might recharge all of your peripherals and stuff like that. So sometimes it's just a little bit of an idea. Now, do I owe my ideas to him? No, not at all. But if I were to sit down and take his copyright, his patents, and dissect them, well, maybe I would. Folks, we'll be right back.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Of the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And so we are returned once again here on our Friday, October the 15th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local coming at you live today, as we do Monday through Friday. Talking a little bit about an intellectual property. Sam was done and dropped off the line. But, you know, we look at this sort of stuff and there's a big issue out there. There certainly is. And it's taken a bit of the broadcast just to discuss it. And this is an enormous article. You want to read more about it. It's up on Bloomberg's website this morning. But one of the parts here was this competition or a contention, this court case that's running between the people that Willie the Wizard claim rights to and Harry Potter. Okay, here's a little bit of the article. J.K. Rowling, the world's richest author, lost a bid to dismiss a U.K. lawsuit over claims that parts of her Harry Potter wizard novels were copied from an earlier book about Willie the Wizard. Willie the Wizard and Harry the Potter, right? Yeah, oh my. Well, so, you know, yeah, okay, so you got an idea for reading a book. You remembered a book, and then you sat down, you wrote a new book, and, well, okay, this is your book, that's their book. But what made Rowling here wealthy? It was the incredible promotion that went on to support this, okay? It was probably the London School of Economics and the Edward Bernays School of Public Relations and Propaganda. There was a need to get people to think of this kind of witchery and all of that sort of nasty, ugly nonsense to turn little children into witches and warlocks. I have no idea what it's all about, so I'm not going to speak any further. I haven't read any of them. I wouldn't read any of them. Haven't seen anything about it. But I just know that a lot of people have read Harry Potter, and they got all into this thing of incantations and spells and necromancy, and then you've got, what is this, Lady Gaga and all the rest of it, all right? But what really made her rich? It was this firestorm that marketing produced, all right? Harry Potter almost becomes inconsequential in the discussion. So, anyway, there's more to that. Whose intellectual property is it, and does it really matter? I don't know whether it does or not. Here's a bit more. HSBC cuts the U.S. wind power forecast. Says Vestas is best positioned in the slump, all right? So everybody's talking about wind energy. Just the other day, Ken Salazar signs the first 28-year lease for a 25-square-mile area off of Nantucket Sound for a wind farm, all right? And so everybody is, you know, getting excited about it. Yesterday we talked about the article. There's some 300,000 of these windmills being built each year, it was one every, 35 seconds, another one comes online, some noise like that. Big deal. Big energy thing here. But they're saying that the U.S. is cutting wind power forecasts. Will the United States get on board with this? Will they be able to sell this to the people? HSBC Holdings PLC cut its wind power forecast for the U.S. and said Vestas Wind Systems AS is the best-placed turbine manufacturer worldwide to gain market share in the slump. And again, one of the reasons why we go to Bloomberg on a regular basis, on a daily basis, on this broadcast, is that a lot of these are IPO offerings. A lot of these are infomercials for these various companies, corporations, the environmental and developmental concerns that drive sustainable development. Look at it from the economic standpoint. We have a better understanding of what's going down here. The London-based bank cut its U.S. forecast 14% to 6 gigawatts this year and by 33% to 5 gigawatts next year. So they may put in 6 gigawatts this year, but the trend is down. It cited competition from cheap shale gas, uncertainty about federal clean energy legislation. You know, they got a nope in Hagen and they got a nope out of the Senate on the Clean Energy and Security Act of 2009, and a weak market for power purchase agreements. All right, we've got excellent electrical generation here. This isn't Zimbabwe or sub-Saharan South Africa. The windmills, Don Quixote's windmills, are not needed here as much. A record amount of new orders leaves Vestas as the best-positioned wind turbine manufacturer to gain market share, Magnus wrote. Sales for the Randers, Denmark-based company, will grow by about 25% next year, while the overall market grows only 10%, he forecasts. So now everybody will rush out and buy Vestas stock, okay? Very interesting. We've got another caller on the line, it looks like. Let's go right over there and go Jeff in Canada. And good morning, Jeff.
Good morning. I hope you would have stayed with intellectual property for a second, but you ripped that story right off the
go right ahead. Not a problem. Still on the browser. It's still in my mind too.
Okay. Hey, Will, you remember when you were a kid and you heard a good song on the radio and you taped it on the tape recorder?
Well, in my life, Jeff, I heard a good song on the radio. I couldn't get it out of my mind for months. I didn't need a tape recorder.
Oh, my God. Then you'd be charged with intellectual thought property crimes.
Yeah. I didn't ever forget that. They'd have to paint an IT on my forehead.
Maybe Vicky's got something about that, about thought control technology being used to, you know, if you think about a song or if you think about someone else's property or wife or material, maybe you'll get a visit from the Sheriff Arpaio or something like that.
It could be. I mean, I'm still into it. You know, I love you. Yeah. Can't get rid of it, you know?
It's stuck in my head. Well, you know, I mean, I just thought, like, you know, when we were kids, we used to tape record songs onto a cassette recorder and pass it on, or we used to make mixtapes for our ex-girlfriends when they left us.
Oh, buddy.
you know, and, you know, I didn't hear much from the recording industry then, but now I'm hearing all sorts of stuff. Like, for instance, there's a couple of torrent sites that seem to be coming under attack, and no matter what the government does to try and shut them down technologically or technically, these sites continue to pop up and utilize different servers. So I think this hue and cry from the recording industry, and I'm just labeling it to the recording industry. I mean, I understand there's other intellectual property scams going on, but particularly with software and music, I just don't see how the governments of the world can prevent other people from sharing something. If I buy something off the internet that's software and I decide to share it with my friends, I don't see how anybody has any right to step in and say you're ripping off intellectual property or material. I'm just wondering what your thoughts are on that, Will.
Okay, well, there's two parts. I guess we could go into the first part, and that is the time change. You know, we always have to keep timelines in mind. And so the first timeline there is when we are looking at the idea of expanding a new concept, a new lifestyle. We had to expand Sony. We needed to get TIAC underway. We needed to get Pioneer going. We had all these companies that were flooding into the music business after the Beatles and the success of Elvis Presley and guys like that, you know. A lot of people were rushing in. Automobile manufacturers were putting 8-track tape players in their automobiles, and they were putting later cassette tape players in there. We were going from mono in AM to stereo, and so stereos and the surround sound and the idea of your automobile as your extended living room, all of that sort of stuff started happening, you know. And the whole sex, drugs, and rock and roll culture, it demanded it. So, I mean, I had, you know, a Tandberg reel-to-reel system, and I still produce on a TIAC 4-track cassette recording system and do things like that. But the big transition here has been away now that the baby boomers have all grown up. But the big transition is away to digital. And digital opens up a whole new area of discussion. We can pick it up right after this break, folks. Stay tuned. We'll be back with Jeff from Canada and your calls, 866-841-1065.
Live free and be prepared. cPanel.com brings you the new patent-pending SunFlow RXL, your 4-in-1 solar hot water heater and water distillation system. Connect to your garden hose, place in a sunny spot. SunFlow RXL solar distills bottle-quality water from undrinkable tap water. Remove fluoride and contaminants that pass through ordinary filters. Solar heat water for cooking, cleaning, and showering. Save hundreds on your utility bills. In case of emergency or disaster, you'll have 20 gallons of fresh water which can't drain into empty city water lines. If things get worse, pour ocean or contaminated water into the unit and make up to 10 bottles per day of delicious solar distilled water with no filters to clog. The SunFlow RXL sets up in seconds and fits in many bug-out bags. Perfect for off-grid and camping. Includes several feet of tubing to reach your kitchen. Please visit cPanel.com, spelled SEAPanel.com. Systems start at $99. Enter Oracle into the coupon box for a free stainless steel card knife. cPanel.com. Recently published long-term studies have added to concerns that cell phone radiation may be linked to various human health effects. Mobile phone radiation heats the side of the head and thermoelectrically interacts with the brain. Bluetooth devices and unshielded headsets convert the user's head into an effective, potentially self-harming antenna. Pong is the first scientifically proven radiation form-fitting case that protects your iPhone and latest BlackBerry models from the rigors of heavy-duty use. Pong uses a patent physics-based solution to redirect the flow of this energy. Pong also reduces intense EFI hotspot radiation by over 85%. Pong's special silicone formula guarantees that your phone maintains full signal strength and battery life. Pong is certified by FCC-accredited test agencies to reduce cell phone radiation using the SAR analysis method. To get yours today, go to the OracleBroadcasting.com website and click on the banner in the center of the page that says Reduce Radiation Now.
Thomas Jefferson said, paper is poverty, is only the ghost of money and not money itself. Well, here we are in 2010, and we know that all too well. We're in a global recession. The whole world is going for gold to back up their wealth. The only question is, where do you get your gold or precious metals? Forget the banks, forget Wall Street. Don't call a stranger or a fly-by-night gold broker. Get your gold from my guys that I trust at Wholesale Direct Metals. They have a AAA rating with the Better Business Bureau and zero complaints by their customers. Wholesale Direct Metals also tries to beat everyone to your door by offering the best prices. Your gold is at your door quick and easy. Call Wholesale Direct Metals right now for free information. 800-806-6936. That's 800-806-6936. 800-806-6936. Tell them Jack Blood sent you.
Live Free or Die Radio with Lee Rogers, the most dangerous talk show in America.
Weekdays at 9 p.m. Central on Oracle Broadcasting.
Oh, yes, a little Santana.
Carlos, baby.
Oh, yes.
All right, well, we're back, folks. Carlos is playing in the background. We got Jeff from Canada on the line with us. Your calls are welcome, 866-841-1065. We're talking about property rights, intellectual property rights. And, Jeff, you know, the whole music industry is absolutely ripe for, you know, abuses in this particular situation, because we've transitioned from those good old days of the past where you sit up with the Tandberg reel-to-reel and you copy stuff from your albums onto the reel-to-reel, then you dub it down onto a cassette tape or an 8-track, and then you put it out in the car and you drive around and you enjoy it. All right, but today I've got Cubase LE and Cakewalk in my computer, and I can sit down and I can literally take a song apart, you know, track by track by track, and then I can put other things back in on top of it. I can use it to create an advertisement. Maybe I'm creating an advertisement that is for Budweiser or somebody. I'm going to be paid $1.5 million. It all becomes my intellectual property, and it's just fantastic. It goes viral. Everybody loves it. But unfortunately, the original artists aren't getting anything out of it. So there's a problem with that, in my opinion.
Too bad.
Yeah.
Too bad.
Well, there's a problem with that. So if we're going to be, you know, right about this sort of stuff, you know, it used to be, and you might remember, but if I were, for instance, doing a piece of graphic work, or I had a little advertising company, and if I was going to do an ad for somebody, I would actually get a local artist to come in to Crow Recording Studio, and we would write a jingle and sit down and produce it and then use it. That sort of stuff's just really not done this anymore, because you can go right to the computer and with a MIDI, you know, and rep it. You know, imagine how difficult it was when you're using a reel-to-reel to actually do a loop, you know, loop a soundtrack. You have to cut it and all that and so on and so forth. So today, looping, that's simple. Just press the repeat on your Winamp, and you can listen to the broadcast over and over again.
It's true. One final question, and I'm really serious about this. You know the latest about the World Wide Web and how they're going to have to go to a second tier, and because it's not secure, and the DoD's department's being hacked 17,000 times a day or some crazy number like that. Let me ask you a question, Will. In the old days when they had the internet and the military were communicating to themselves in their bunkers secretly, they didn't have any problem being hacked because they were on a private network, correct? Some sort of intranet?
It's kind of like that, yeah. It was not just the military, but it was also government and the academia all put together there. I believe that was how it started, at least from the bits that I know about it. But I don't know how they were originally set up. I didn't really come to understand the internet until I first logged on.
Until Al Gore gave you the booklet, How I Invented the Internet, and How to Use It. So my question being this then, why is the military on a public infrastructure network and exposed to Chinese hackers or hackers from around the world? You would think that the militaries of the world would not be relying on the mainframe or worldwide mainframes of technology or internet bandwidth to do their normal course of dirtiness. So do you think this is propaganda that the military is putting out?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Okay. Because, you know, you just, if you look at it from the standpoint of interdependent, interoperable, from what I understand about the real purpose of Y2K and everybody being concerned that their little, you know, Tandy Radio Shack computer was going to crap out just because we went into a new century, you know, that what a bunch of nonsense, you know. What it all was about was to get everybody using Pentium processors and to get everybody on at least a reasonably close version of Windows software. So that all of the, you know, the governments in Zimbabwe and the universities and so on could be interconnected, interoperable. They need this for telemed. They need this to run the world global economy. You know, I log on to Kitco every morning and look at it, and then I come and report on it and so on and so forth, read the Bloomberg Financial News. We need this. But as far as the big players are concerned, if they're still on the Internet, I'd be surprised. It's just like Google Earth. You know, you can look over in Afghanistan, and I can tell just by looking that I'm looking through a screen. There's a filter. You know, I can't get any detail. There's no resolution. But if you can look at my yard, you can go right down to the blades of grass. So I know that when you get out of your specific region, filters come in place, and I can only imagine that the same would happen on information.
Thank you, Will. I'm looking at your house right now on Google Earth, and I suggest you clean those beer cans off your roof.
Yeah.
Have a good morning, sir.
You too! Okay.
Bye-bye.
See you. All right. So there you go, folks. And that's that, that's that, and that's that. And let's go ahead and bring up our next caller. Your calls are welcome, folks. It's 866-841-1065. And good morning, Jim in New York. JJ.
Hey, Will. Good morning. So... I mean, what I really wonder is, okay, you take a guy like Lars Ulrich, for instance, and you time warp back to the early 80s when he was just living with four guys in a freaking band room, and you go and look in his cassette tape case, and I'm going to bet right now 9 out of 10 of them tapes in there were dubbed off of someone else's tape. Right?
Absolutely.
I mean, every person I know, and I knew because I was in the scene here in New York or in Syracuse, I knew all the little musicians that all lived in their band rooms, and they all shared their music with each other as far as the dubbed tapes. I mean, and there was nothing wrong with that, right?
That's right.
They weren't out selling. They weren't like, you know, down, you know, going and buying a copy of Megadeth, Peace Sells, and then dubbing it and going out and selling it.
Exactly. And so there lies the rub, you know, JJ, because that's what we were doing. There was a certain integrity involved in all of that. Somebody had to go buy the record. But I surely wasn't, you know, I never sat up wondering or waiting whether or not I copied something off the radio, for goodness sakes. But I certainly wasn't involved in turning around trying to market the dang thing either. So, but with the digital technology, it is so clear, it is so clean, it is so sweet. You couldn't tell a CD that you downloaded off the internet from one that you bought at Walmart.
Well,
and you can copy. You can copy.
Yes and no.
You can copy the cover art too.
Yes and no.
Go ahead.
Well, you know, I think now we're talking about a little bit different. I mean, yeah, you're talking about outright piracy, and also something that you couldn't really do very well, although you could. What was, you know, like. For instance, just go find. I mean, an MP3 is a little different than a digital audio file.
Okay.
There's not as much info on it, but you, just like you said, you can get a digital audio file even if it isn't a master, and you can break it down. You can get Cool Edit Pro or Pro Tools or any of those things, and you can break it down and add tracks, clean up, remove things. You know, for instance, that's how most carriers. You know, the karaoke tracks are, but I imagine they got to pay a royalty, but still, all they really do is they don't get a new track. They just run the track through a digital, you know.
Yeah, just pull the vocals out of it.
Yes.
And none of that stuff was available on reel-to-reel. None of that was available on cassette tape, you know. Even though I have a four-track cassette player and tape recorder, I have no, you know, ability to pull the tracks apart. So, for a lot of this particular aspect of this particular discussion, music is ripe for abuse. There's no question about it. Go back to this idea of this, wind-powered turbine electrical generation system that supplements an automotive braking system. I mean, that's not something that you could just, you know, whip up in the backyard and go out and compete. So, I mean, if you wanted to try and make something like that to put on your car, you know, help yourself. But with music, it's a different thing. Anybody, you know, from 10 years old on up could pirate music.
Right, right. I definitely am not against file sharing, but because I don't sell anything.
Right.
Like, I figure if I bought somebody's album, look, man, it's my prerogative. I'll go around and dub a copy for every one of my friends so that they can enjoy it also.
And I think I think you should be allowed to do that. And so it's six and one and half a dozen the other. It's always greed. Do you want to hang on, Jeff? I'll bring you back right after the break. Hang on.
The home of cutting-edge talk radio. Online, worldwide, at oraclebroadcasting.com. TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the Internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voice-over IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with a look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com.
Throughout history, the power to issue money has been used to enslave man into a perpetual system of debt. Power of the Purse Volume 1 is a 4-hour and 50-minute documentary film that dissects the true history of the people who have controlled the monetary systems of the world. It exposes how bankers have historically engineered artificial economic booms and busts to consolidate wealth and power. It exposes the role of powerful banking interests funding both sides of major wars. From the Knights Templar to the corrupt central banking powers of today, this documentary provides an in-depth chronological look at the influence these powerful financial institutions have had on this world. The many illusions of the modern-day monetary system and how it has been used to turn people into slaves is fully revealed. Purchase your 2-DVD disc copy today at PowerOfThePurseMovie.com. Again, that's PowerOfThePurseMovie.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we've got a call in number 866-841-1065, or if you happen to live in the Austin, Texas area or have unlimited long-distance access on your telephone, you can call in and join the discussion at 512-904-8014. You can also pop into the BecomeVocalLocal.com chat room and get involved in the discussion. With this segment of the broadcast, we're talking about intellectual property rights, focusing largely on music because it's so rife, so wide open to abuses. But, you know, we're talking with Jim from New York. But, Jim, you know, if you take like something like Symphony No. 5 in C minor and you know, Beethoven and play that, there was an original score. He had pieces that were parts that were written for all different voices of the orchestra, and that is that symphony. All right, but you take something like music today, in a Gotta Da Vida, for instance, or the long version of this, or the Mountain Jam by the Allman Brothers. You know, that takes a whole album just to play it. You take music today, again, we go back to the 12 tones. I must have a dozen CDs and probably two dozen different books in my records and music section of my library that is all about blues licks and hot jazz licks and things like that. And so I can compose a song using some vamps and runs and riffs and fills that are parts of pieces of songs that have been played by anybody and everybody else. And just by changing the tonal system and changing the way that they're organized, it all comes out new and great, you know.
Sure.
So, you know, so
three bars.
Yeah, I mean, what do you need?
blues is three bars, you know, 12-part blues is just three different bars played in different, man. You know, and that brings me right to exactly what I was going to say next, is that, you know, now we live in a society where there are people, and all they do is spend all their time putting copywriting as many combinations of tones as they can, put them out there, and hoping to be able to sue somebody for copyright infringements. I do know people. Listen, I know people that do that.
Well, they look up on the...
They try to get them out there. They copyright... I mean, they literally probably spend half of every day, you know, filling out copyright material. Just, you know, they wake up in the morning and have a thought. They copyright it and put it out and hope somebody will use it.
Well, look at just the URL, for instance. I mean, you know, I come up with this idea of becoming vocal local, and I get becomevocallocal.com and becomevocallocal.org, not having the sense to try and figure out every other possible combination that it could possibly be. And now you go up and you look at domain registries, and there's 1,001 different become vocal local options.
That's because somebody because it's a business. Because somebody can go out and buy 1,000 domain names for real cheap, and then when you go to like a GoDaddy and think you're going to get a $3 domain name, you find out that somebody owns that one, or somebody owns that one. It's available, it's not being used, but it's owned. And then when you go to find out, now you're talking about you got to cut a deal with somebody.
Right, and I did the same thing. I interviewed the fellow that down in Texas, that as soon as the Tea Parties came on, he went in and he bought up basically every variation that you could use on Tea Party, and was claiming, you know, his intellectual property and the use of that name, you know. So it gets to be, it goes, again, it goes back to ethics. It goes back to, you know, you and me, you know, and looking at each other mano a mano, eye to eye. Are you trying to take something from me or not, you know? And if you are, well, then back off, dude, or put some money in my, you know, give me a few skins here, because I'm not happy about what you're doing to me. It comes back to property and respecting the rights of others. And if we understand that a man's property is his life and all non-procreative derivatives of his life, and that the truest expression of freedom that I've seen in print is 100% control of your property 100% of the time and 0% control of your neighbor's property 100% of the time, if we could start from that foundation, I think most of this could be cleared up.
Yeah, you would think that my rights or my property ends where your property and your rights, the perimeter of my being ends where the perimeter of your being begins. That, you know, you would think that's just the easiest, most basic concept for anybody to grasp.
I guess until you get a degree in law school, you know, until you become a Juris Doctor.
Right. Well, like you like to say, I've heard you say before, logic and reason were tied to a chair and dunked, then burnt the stake as a witch.
It's a shame, but it's true. I got a full board of callers, JD. Thanks for the call.
Okay. All right. Thanks for taking my call, man.
All right. Bye for now. All right. So let's go to the next caller and bring up someone that I haven't screened. We'll just go live to this caller. That would be you. It's a 214 area code, I think. Go ahead.
Can you hear me?
I sure can.
Hey, it's a pleasure to finally get a hold of you. I'm typically working at this time during the day, so finally to be off to give you a call is much a pleasure.
Okay, well, what have you got in mind?
I think to throw at this conversation, I recently purchased some of your DVDs, some of your archives, and the reason why is because I assigned value to the service you provide, and I think that a lot of people find that there isn't really a service provided when you listen to Lady Gaga or Britney Spears, that there really isn't anything that can be ascertained from these people's, I guess, talents or whatever, if you would call them talents.
Well, that's one of the reasons why, and I thank you for doing that. You must have gotten in touch with Fritz. Folks, anybody that wants a copy of the archives for the broadcast, we have a listener that does this voluntarily, no connection to me at all. It's show.archive@gmail.com. Show.archive@gmail.com. And Fritz will respond back. I think he wants $10 for a year's worth of broadcasts on one disc. But, you know, in the, this is one of the reasons why I got away from music and I got away from the television, was because of exactly the sentiment that you're expressing. I was really interested in talk radio when I first found it on shortwave, and I've pretty well stuck with it exclusively ever since then. Music is nice, you know, they say wine is dandy and you know, so on, liquor's quicker, but music is nice in this place. I have little time left anymore, though, for just things like that. If I'm not reading, I'm putting together material for a broadcast, and if I'm not doing that, I'm actually on the air.
Well, I think you provide a very good service, and I'm afraid that the next level of intellectual property is going to be the copywriting of the human genome, which I think there's been cases that have particularly touched on that, where people's actual DNA have been copyrighted because, for whatever medical reason or another. I don't know if this has any real world implications in the future, but I think for science and technology purposes, I think it does. But
well, absolutely. And if you want to go to the website, www.channelingreality.com, channelingreality.com, Vicki Davis's website, you can get her research on the Genome Project. And it will be an enlightenment to you, absolutely. There's big money in genetic technology.
Yeah, and in addition to the music intellectual property rights, I don't know if you've heard late or recently, but some of the gaming companies are trying to keep it from where GameStop, a local Texas distributor, is not going to be able to resell their games. And I think the same thing has happened to the Internet, where people weren't able to share or to pirate other people's music. What if that intellectual property goes into the physical realm where people are no longer able to go to half-price bookstore or GameStop, or people aren't allowed to resell to other people because of intellectual contracts or copyrights?
Well, I think we're seeing more of it come. You know, when I got into this legal research and writing for The Paralegal by Deborah Bouchot, throughout her book, she's pointing at several sources, Black's Law, West Publishing, LexisNexis, et cetera, Shepherdizing, all of those things. And so last night when I'm trying to research this problem that I'm having here in Exeter, I go up on the Internet, I want to go in and I want to look at the particular thing. And the only way that you can access Westlaw is to log on, become a subscriber, and pay money on a monthly basis. It might come a day where in order for me to report a Bloomberg article, I have to log on and they'll debit my credit card in order to do that.
Well, I do think that's quickly coming upon us. Well, it was a pleasure speaking to you, Will.
All right. Well, thanks for calling in, and do call in again. And I'm glad you decided to listen live and call in today. Let's go to our next caller, Doug in Oklahoma, and go live to Doug and say good morning, Doug.
Mr. Roberts, how are you doing, sir?
I'm doing fantastic.
Okay. Now, I read this on Mr. Chimmer's show yesterday, but I'm going to read it again. And I think this really just kind of hits home. And it's a book from Jerry Spence, which I don't agree with the guy on a lot of things, but he makes some cogent points, and it's kind of a philosophical book, From Freedom to Slavery. And so, anyway, here's the paragraph. In America, the cost of justice, even in the simplest of cases, is prohibitive for ordinary citizens to bear. Insurance companies that stand behind most of the litigants in the major money cases in this country encourage their hourly paid lawyers to take endless depositions, to file every motion in their computers full of motions, and to otherwise doggedly resist the payment of just claims. Their lawyers religiously shun settlement opportunities and continue the harassment of the injured until the last drop of their fees has been squeezed from the bloody turnip. Insurance companies are
Hold it right there, Doug. We're going to come back on that bloody turnip right after these words from our sponsors. Stay tuned. Your calls are welcome.
Self-expression through creative art is often one of the best forms of therapy. The act of creating, whether by painting, drawing, writing, or performing, allows many people to have an outlet for their talents or discover a new one that they can use to express their emotions when they don't know where else to find support. Empower Yourself is a new online community that allows people struggling with addiction, health issues, parenting, relationships, and more to find support through creative and expressive means. At Empower Yourself, you can share your problems and your creativity with like-minded people. Let Empower Yourself help you grow as an artist, writer, or performer, and at the same time, grow as a person. You can showcase your creations, discuss books, poetry, prose, movies, theater, and find and offer solutions and suggestions for health issues affecting the body and mind. Visit us at empoweryourself.myfreeforum.org. That's empoweryourself.myfreeforum.org. Empower Yourself, empowering individuals to take control of their own lives.
Take Cartavite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartavite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartavite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartavite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartavite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tone the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartavite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
This is Jack Blood, your radio gun. You're listening to Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of tyranny-smashing, cutting-edge talk radio.
And visiting this morning with our caller, Doug from Oklahoma. Folks, your calls are welcome as well. It's 866-841-1065. You'd like to weigh in the last segment of today's broadcast. Doug's sharing a little of an excerpt from a book that he's read. A very interesting and compelling paragraph, Doug, because you're really hitting it over the park with me. The high price of legal assistance, if you will, legal counsel, the right to counsel. We're basically barred. We're prohibited from getting involved in the justice system at all. Really irritates me. Let's go back to the squeezing the last drop of blood out of the turnip.
Okay, you know, just to repeat that last sentence, you know, their lawyers, meaning the insurance companies, religiously shun settlement opportunities and continue to harass the injured until the last drop of their fees has been squeezed from the bloody turnip. Insurance companies are almost religious about it. They would rather pay $1 million to their lawyers than pay $1,000 to the father whose child was run down by a drunk that the company insures. Now, it's a good book. I mean, I kind of, Jerry Spence is kind of an odd bird to me, and I necessarily don't agree with the guy on a couple of aspects. He's a little bit left-leaning to me, if there is such thing as left and right anymore. But, It's a philosophical book, and it's a great book because the beginning of it, the revised edition, speaks of him defending Randy Weaver, and that's a great part just to read in its own. But, I mean, I think that really kind of sums up if, you know, I know we got cut off by the commercial break, but, I mean, it kind of sums up how the little guy, you know, David versus Goliath, and, you know, I think people need to digest that and, you know, grab this book if you can get it for $5 or whatever. I mean, it's not, you know, it's a paperback book, so you can get it for $5. It's worth reading. It's a philosophical book, and he makes a lot of cogent points. And if you don't agree with him on everything, big whoop.
But well, you know, just
think
of yourself, Doug. You know, if you were, you know, Ringo Starr, you know, or Paul McCartney or somebody, and you're sitting out, you're walking around on the planet, you've got X number of dollars set aside for the rest of your life, and knowing that the guy with all of the face jobs, what's his name, Michael Jackson, owns the rights to all of your music, you know, or you know, what a burden that must have been in their lives. But this is the sort of the thing. In order for the little guy, you know, the guy that's out in his shop and he comes up with this novel idea, he shows it to somebody, they patent it quickly, they make billions of dollars off it, he gets nothing. In order for him to go out and try and wage a case, you know, in law to protect his intellectual property rights, you know, he's going to have to, you know, already be a millionaire to do it. And I think you're right.
Well,
the idea of bleeding somebody dry in court, there's a reason for that. They can write off the legal expense. That comes out of a different section of their budget. When they actually have to do a claim payout, that reduces their ratings, you know, and so it changes everybody else's insurance rates. I'm sure they've got certain laws and rules and regulations why they want to do that. Go ahead.
Okay, two more quick points because I know you got Tracy on the line, but you know, I was hit by a car, and it broke my elbow, and it sent me like 20 feet in the air, and you know, I was lucky not to get hurt worse than that. And then Progressive Insurance, you know, it took 28 months for me to get any money on that. I mean, they fought like, you know, like dogs fighting over a bone just to even, you know, pay me out on that. So, you know, these insurance companies, the little guy doesn't win. And on top of that, I'd like to say that, you know, I am, you know, someone that I've invented some seriously cool stuff, you know, just stuff that hasn't been invented before. And to try to get a patent or to try to, you know, trust someone to fund an invention, I mean, everyone's trying to rip everyone off.
That's right. It comes right
everything
back.
Everything is upside down.
It comes right back to our idea about morals and ethics, you know, and what kind of a lifestyle are we? You know, we've become such a really altogether an immoral people. I mean, if profit is good and loss is bad and that's the only yardstick we're using, we're in deep trouble. We need a restoration of our mental set. But I do have Tracy on the line, Doug. We're running out of time. Thanks for the call this morning. And we're going to go right now to Tracy in Ontario. Good morning, Tracy.
Good morning, Will. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. And I hope you are as well.
I really am. Interesting topic. I've been thinking about intellectual property and look at YouTube. How many videos are out there sampling other people's music?
Oh, yeah.
Radio shows, news broadcasts. You know, we're living in a pirate economy.
That's
like you said,
right.
You know,
now,
it's all rape, pillage, plunder.
Thank you for saying that, because look at the system that we're under. We're under admiralty law and prize law. If you can steal it, it's yours.
That's right. And they can't litigate it because they've brought it on. Mm-hmm. And if they try to litigate it, that's someone's going to make a lot of money, and there's going to be courts backed up with this. And I'm sure someone will enjoy that because the important issues won't be dealt with. But, you know, goes back to the 80s, how many hit tunes sampled songs from the 70s and the 60s. It's too late. We can't put a stop to this.
Well, you're not going to get this. You're not going to get this particular genie back in the bottle with a rule or a regulation. I agree.
No, it's too late. And you know, when you first brought up it, and I said, "Yeah, that's right. admiralty law, and we're pirates. And now what are we going to do?
Well, I think that part of what we need to do at this point is, you know, we have to recognize that we've made an error. You know, that's really the beginning. You have to recognize that you've made an error, that you're wrong in something. And then you need to find out how that error actually impacts your life. And then we need to reevaluate going forward. You know, fortunately, every single moment, you know, our choices have consequences. But every single moment, we have a choice. We can either move into greater and greater freedom, or we can move into more and more despotic and tyrannical control. It's a choice we make.
No, I'm making a flag.
Huh? You're making a what?
I'm making a flag. I'm going out there, and, you know, I'm a pirate. Who wants to join up?
Well, you know, land lovers and swabbies and all that sort of stuff. There's a lot of things that you could play with that. But you can also make a declaration, you know, in your own life that from this day forward, you know, this far and no further, for the rest of my life and the rest of my days, I'm going to treat people honorably and nobly. And I'm going to recognize that my rights end where their rights begin. And even if though they wrong me, I'm going to try and do what I can do to help them to see the light. And, you know, just try and live the way that you'd like to. Well, Immanuel Kant, the categorical imperative, and you can find this on the net, the categorical imperative, is so live that your actions become a standard or a model for others, you know? And if we can do that in our lives, and if we can start making this turnaround, maybe this next generation and the generation following them, we can start moving out of the darkness and back into some semblance of intelligence.
If we live the rules that we still teach in kindergarten,
don't fight,
things would just be easier, and that's all we have to do. We still teach that, but how many governments live by it?
Well, that is part of the problem, because the indoctrination is just kind of like a worm turning. The idea of philosophical radicalism, Tracy, the greatest good of the greatest number, is probably one of the worst poisons that ever came down the pike, right out of the mouth of Jeremy Bentham, the inventor of the panopticon prison system. But the idea of the greatest good of the greatest number in democracy is not good. And the reason why it's not good is because the individual has to be, you know, has to suffer under the burden of all of the rest of the people. And when we start going around trampling on the individual, of course, then we've destroyed their right to property, which can't be done. We can't do that. We have to stop doing this. And so when we think about, you know, sharing, yes, share. But at the same time, realize that everything that we do, the intellectual property, has value and oftentimes has merit. And we need to have just compensation in this world. We need honest weights and honest measures. And if your idea is a valuable idea and it works to the good of others, fantastic. But let's not steal one from one another. You know, let's be honorable in what we're doing. And if you're actually taking five licks from four tunes and putting them together with one lick of yours and calling it a song, well, that's intellectual property. You did the combination. But at least give credit to the, you know, the inspiration that you got. They used to have album liner notes back when we had records, and those things have gone away. But oftentimes in the older records, the artists would say who their mentors were and who they studied under and things like that. So at least gives credit to where their ideas came from. And Tracy, unfortunately, we're all out of time. I do thank you for calling in. We're at the end of Okay, bye-bye. We're at the end of the broadcast, folks. I'll be back again on Monday. Have a great weekend. Until then, good day.
Taking it back, one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.